Israel's espionage activities have increasingly become a concern for Lebanon. Beirut is now calling for equipment to block Tel Aviv's intelligence gatherings. Reports say Lebanese lawmakers, as well as foreign, defense, and communication ministers, will meet with ambassadors of the five permanent members of the UN Security Council next week. The European Union's high representative in Lebanon will also attend the meeting. Lebanese officials are expected to ask European countries to sell Beirut anti-spying equipment that it needs to counter Israel's intelligence activities. Tel Aviv has increased its espionage by installing eavesdropping stations across Lebanon's southern border. Beirut says Tel Aviv's spying activities have negatively affected not only Lebanon, but also UN peacekeeping forces. Let's bring in our correspondent from Lebanon, Ali Risk, to get his thoughts on this. Ali Risk, I find it interesting, the end of this report that we have, that this has affected negatively UN peacekeeping forces there. Tell us your thoughts about this, along with, of course, how Lebanon feels that it's being violated through Israel's espionage activities.
Obviously, the media reports, which seem to be credible thus far, about Lebanon intending to hold a meeting with the representatives of the P5+1, I think this shows you the magnitude of the Israeli violation, because for such violations to deserve or to lead to Lebanon taking such a step, for Lebanese officials to call for such a meeting, I think points out to a recognition of how indeed deep this Israeli espionage is, or this Israeli act is, and how it requires a response at such a high level. Lebanon previously hasn't taken such steps, but I think it also reflects something else, which is the fact that increasingly Lebanon is responding more and more in a state-like fashion. Previously, when you used to see such acts, you know, Lebanon behaved like a weak state. Indeed, it didn't even behave like a state in previous occasions. Now, recently, particularly with the growing strength of the resistance, I think you're seeing more and more states-like responses from Lebanon, behaving like a strong state, a state which indeed does possess capabilities, a state which believes it is able to counter Israel, not just militarily, but also on the diplomatic level. So there are two sides to it. Number one is that this really shows the magnitude of this latest Israeli violation. And number two, I think it shows more and more the states-like responsibility, or the way Lebanon is behaving more and more like a state at the level of responding to such violations. Now, it remains to be seen what could take place next week during this meeting, but I think the mere fact that Lebanon is holding this meeting does show a lot, especially at a time where Israel itself finds itself in one way or another increasingly isolated in the international community. It even has its own problems these days with America, particularly in the midst of a disagreement with regarding the Islamic Republic of Iran's nuclear program. We're seeing now that France probably is Israel's the only side with whom Israel agrees completely. So I think all of this shows that Lebanon is taking a kind of wise step in shedding light on these latest Israeli violations, drawing international attention to these violations.
Looking forward to those talks. Thank you very much. Ali Wister, correspondent there, talking to us from Beirut. Thank you, Ali.